Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week 9. We're going to start off with how we did.
Yep.
How'd you do?
Well, lost to you in the other Yahoo League. You have Brock Bowers to thank for that.
Yeah.
And me not, well, I didn't start Dowdle. Because I have Kyren and ETN in that league, and then I can't remember who I played in my flex. I think it was Tet, but, you know, so.
I could have thrown 50-some points out of Flacco in there.
Well, yeah, that was. I looked at your bench, and I was like, at one point he was at like 59, and then he threw a pick or something.
Gotcha.
And I was like, What the hell is scoring? So it must be a multiplier once you get above a certain yardage or something.
Yeah, at 300 you get something.
Yep.
At 400 and 450 or something. It's a friendly. Yeah. I mean, it's really conducive to if someone has a breakout game, they're paid for it.
Yeah.
Which I agree. It used to be worse.
Yeah, was this the one that was stupid crazy scoring?
Yeah, 200 and some points a week, and I was like, and this is with what do we have, 8 people, 9 people?
There's some leagues, like in some of like the Facebook, like, you know, stuff you get that roll across your timeline, and these guys are like, oh, look at my awesome week, and it's like their running back scored like 2,000 points, and like the final score is like 8,000 to 5,000.
Oh, that's just stupid.
You know, I mean, it looks nice, but it'd be the same as if it was, you know, your running back scored 30, on a given week. So I don't understand that, but so lost to you. Squeaked out a win thanks to Arizona's defense last night against Isaac. I was up like 16, I think 16 or 17 going into last night, and he had CeeDee Lamb. And he ended up getting like 13, just hair under 14. Mm-hmm. So I squeaked a win out there because also I got a donut from Kayshon Booty.
Yeah,
because he was out pretty quick there.
Got injured, yep.
I couldn't pull the trigger on starting Henderson, Travion, in the flex instead of having Booty because, you know, I just Vrabel, you know, I just couldn't
trust it. Who are you playing this week?
I ended up losing in the other Dynasty, not our league. Well, I lost in our league because I played Honcho.
Yeah.
You know, I was only a JT dud game and then playing Geno Smith. And playing one other player to where it would have been close to Honcho. But then I lost to Nick by 5 in my other Dynasty League.
It's a rough week.
Yeah. Well, we were texting about it, but he'll listen to this. I didn't realize, but he was a very smart move, a little shady, but smart. He had picked up Jacoby Brissett on like Wednesday.
Okay.
And then started him in his super flex against me, and I have Kyler. So I had to take Kyler out, and I put Brian Thomas Jr. in the super flex, and that was not good.
He got hurt?
Yeah, so ended up losing, like I said, by 5 to Nick because of that. Like I said, little shady, little sneaky, but smart. It was a smart pickup and a smart play. So
absolutely.
I'll give him props for that. So. Yeah. And then Nick and I play each other in the main Yahoo League this week. So, and I'm without Jamar Chase because he's on bye. So, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. I went 1-2. I had a pathetic, I mean, pathetic. Well, so quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, tight end. Defense kicker. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I scored a touchdown.
That was like me in week 1.
I had Mahomes. I had Chuba Hubbard. I had Jahmyr Gibbs. Oof. I had Addison. I had...
Addison basically dropped a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had Pickens. And I had Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe there were any touchdowns there. No. Was there a passing touchdown out of Mahomes? There wasn't, was there?
No, because Rice ran a touchdown. Rasheed Rice had a rushing touchdown. Yeah.
I ended up with 45 points.
Nice.
Which is, it's not the low for the year, but it's darn close. Because no one came to play. Yeah. And it's funny because last week I had... I played well and had a chance to, but he had Jonathan Taylor, who's on our duds list this week, you know, and then I'm playing against a guy who has, who were his two running backs? He picked up, he had Dowdle.
Did he pick
up? Got him 26. No, his other guy was McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so, I mean, he threw up 50-some points between those two
players.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, not good.
Yep.
And then, like you said, I beat you in the Yahoo League. And then in the other one where I'm tanking, I told Isaac, I texted him last night, I said, had I played...
Yeah, him and I were talking last night.
Yeah, I mean, had I played the guys that I would have played to try and win, I would have beaten him.
Yeah, he's like, you look... He goes, yeah, Oz texted me. And I was like, oh, yeah? What'd he say? And he goes, guess. And I was like, oh, well, he said something about if he beat me in the Yahoo League that you were going to text him and be like, oh, you said you didn't like my team. He goes, no. He was like, if I wasn't tanking, I would have beat you. And Isaac was like... Okay. He was like, all right.
I'm just, it was funny because I started looking at my team and I'm like, wow, had I played to win, I would have ended up beating him.
Yep.
But it was commentary.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I wasn't trying to get a rise out of you, kid. But right now I hold the 1, 2, 3, and 4 picks in the draft next year. So plus Isaac's.
Yeah, I don't know the way my team's been performing lately. I might steal that fourth spot out of you. Who knows?
I don't think so. I mean, we're pretty bad. Yeah. So moving on to our injuries, we've got Cole Kmet, concussion protocol.
And worked out just fine for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was an interesting game, wasn't it?
You know, yeah, well, obviously he's on our... Top two studs are tight ends.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about that. But, yeah, I mean.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, there are literally three Bears on the studs and duds list. So, I don't think they're going to miss Cole Kmet that much.
Nope.
Hard to say. But next up, we've got Samaje Perine, day-to-day with an ankle injury.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting, he was heavily involved last week, and then this week, obviously the ankle, and Chase Brown had 14 targets in the game because they were, playing catch up and then, and then were winning and then lost on the Loveland, the long touchdown there where two guys failed to tackle him.
Yeah.
That just helps Brown, he's truly lock. I mean, they're going into the bye, so there's a chance that Perine's back, after the bye and cuts into Brown's work. But, Perine's always kind of been one of those guys that's more annoying to the fantasy-wise, annoying to the starter, but NFL-wise helps your team. So, they're going to continue to use him as long as he's healthy. So.
Yep. Next up, we've got Tucker Kraft. I have ACL. Not. Is it definitely? It's they the did def- the MRI? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Came out today.
So more than likely, he's going to need surgery. Well, so he's out for the season, which is bad for the Packers, although Musgrave had a nice catch and run.
Yeah, and Musgrave's, he's done pretty good when they've called on him. There was a report came out, I guess Green Bay was actually poking around Cleveland to see if Njoku was available. Somebody I just saw, they reached out, but somebody was like, call Tennessee about Okonkwo,
I heard someone say Zach Ertz and... He'd be good for the offense, but...
Yeah, that's true, especially with Daniels and that gross elbow dislocation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we'll get to that too. Yeah. Next up, we've got Matthew Golden day to day with a shoulder injury. I don't remember it happening.
Yeah, honestly, we were playing so bad. I only watched like the first quarter, and then I watched the final like 3 minutes of that game. I was like, this is, I knew what was going to happen. So,
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I don't even.
Yeah. I mean, you got, Watson's back, full healthy.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed should be back in the next
week or two,
potentially. I haven't really heard anything. They said he's getting healthier, but LaFleur was doing the whole coach thing where somebody asked him, is he close to being back? And LaFleur's like, well, I don't know what does close mean. And it's like, just shut up, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us the
answer. You don't even know how to coach, so.
Yeah. You're going to misuse him when he's back anyway.
Right, so. Right. Somehow we have to ingrain in Jordan Love's mind the fact that you can't always throw a bomb, especially into triple coverage.
Yeah, well, especially when you've been doing pretty much nothing but wide receiver like screens behind the line, not a whole lot in the middle of the field. I'll give credit. I was talking with a coworker. I'm like, Carolina's secondary is actually, their defense really is not horrible. They're kind of like a lot of teams this year where 1 week they look really good and the next week they give up 40 points and. The offense is horrible, so it's hard for the defense to keep up. And
yeah, look at the three teams that we've lost to or tied.
Yeah, we play to our opponent. We always have.
Well, we played below those opponents. Yeah. I mean, and somehow they're picked as favorites against Philly. But is I don't
it in Lambeau.
Yeah,
if it's at Lambeau, that's.
That well, it's Monday why. Night. Yeah, it, yeah. Yeah, maybe it is. If it's I don't at even Lambeau, know.
That would be why. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. How we're... Next up, C.J. Stroud, concussion protocol, went out early.
Yeah, he took a shot on that, and when he came down, the head smacked the head. And,
So we'll see how long that is.
It still Davis Mills is there?
Davis Mills came in, and darn near won the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, and was that last year or Stroud's rookie year that Mills played a couple of games and actually looked,
I don't know which year it was, but next up, Brian Thomas. I don't know if he's day to day or week to week with an ankle.
Yeah. I mean, they just traded and got, Jacoby Myers.
Yep.
So, and even then Thomas has been super disappointing this year. I don't know what's going on there, because last year with Mac Jones, he was, I had him in Dynasty and I was like, oh, I hit on this one big time,
Yeah. And you and me both.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like the quarterback situation.
No, I think Lawrence needs a, that's one of those like a Darnold, a Baker.
Change of scenery might and do him
hit,
some good.
And hit with a good, a coaching staff, that can help you more than what you're getting in Jacksonville could turn his career around.
So, right.
Next
up, Puka Nacua, day-to-day with ribs. It was said that he would have come back in had they needed him.
Yep.
So worried about that one.
Like he came down on the ball. And it just,
Next up, Aaron Jones, day-to-day with a shoulder. I don't know how day-to-day it will be.
AC joint, so they're saying that he could be back.
But it's minor, supposedly.
Could play through it. And he looked good. That was, his second game back now?
Yeah.
And
what happened to Mason?
I think it's just,
I expected Mason to show up after the trade and be a stud. An absolute stud because of the way he was playing when McCaffrey was hurt last year.
Jones, I don't remember what week it was that Aaron Jones got hurt. It was a week two, and then he missed quite a few weeks. I think it was week two or week three, and Mason had some good games.
Yeah.
It's just, the offense has been struggling with Wentz, and then now Wentz is obviously out, and, McCarthy looked good. He didn't throw for a lot of yards, but it was three touchdowns, and I think he rushed for one more or something like that. Or I can't remember
something if
he had
like a rushing that. Touchdown.
But he had, I don't think he had over 200 passing yards, but he had the three touchdowns. So, I think it's just, it was the offense struggling as a whole that hurt Jordan Mason, and a lot of their matchups were not good. You know, we're not running back friendly.
So. Yeah. Next up, we've got Kayshon Boutte, who you mentioned, day-to-day with a hamstring, might be week-to-week.
Yeah, I haven't really heard.
Tough. Yeah. I mean, was it a tweak? Was it, you know.
Because they said he played like 18, it was like 18 snaps, and then he was out. And like I said, got the goose from him, which sucks because, you know, he had been, you know, one of those like two catch, but it was be for like 90 yards and a touchdown, you know, so it's playing for the ceiling there and got the absolute floor.
Yeah. I know what that's like because, someone named Roma Dunze, Jaden Daniels probably out for the season. Yeah. Not a guarantee, but
yeah,
it's with the elbow
non-throwing arm, which is, you know, I mean, the injury obviously is still really bad, but you know, luckily it wasn't his throwing arm. I heard this morning they did an x-ray, and the x-ray was negative, so nothing, no bones broken or fractured, but I think they still were waiting to do an MRI.
Gotcha.
To check on all the muscle and the ligaments and tendons and stuff.
Ronda Rousey made a move on him, snapped it back.
That's like a full-on break at that point, but yeah, that was, did you
see it? I did not.
No. How do you keep getting lucky missing these? Cause,
and I don't go back and ever want to see them.
Yeah, I didn't even see it live because I had gone to bed because that game was out of control. You know, Darnold looked, you know, I mean, he was basically nearly perfect in that game, so, you know, I saw it the next morning, you know, it was all over
I kept on reading about it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't need to see it. Yeah. I just don't.
It was gross.
Next up, Luke McCaffrey, day-to-day with a shoulder injury. Not a big player right now.
I think he actually got ruled out for the season. I think it was a collarbone, broken collarbone, I think. So I think he's out because I do have him on a dynasty team. And I think I saw that he got moved to IR.
Gotcha.
So.
So, our studs, Brock Bowers, playing against you on my team, plus 25.0912 receptions on 13 targets, 127 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 rush for 6 yards. I figured we were going to be close, and then all of a sudden he started doing what he was doing, and I pulled away from you.
Yep.
They were even using Michael Meyer.
Yeah, that's another name I heard that Green Bay reached out to a team about was Meyer, seeing if they could get him in a trade. But they use two tight end set quite a bit in Vegas because Meyer's a really good blocking tight end as well. So, you know, Bowers, I mean, week one, he had a huge week one and then obviously got injured.
Yeah.
I think now, obviously, he's fully back, you know, ready to go.
Healthy. Certainly looks like it.
Yeah, so, you know, I think he's going to be he'll be back to his consensus number one, you know, tight end on any week.
I'm just hoping that Purdy comes back this week.
For Kittle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another weird one.
I've heard that he's going to possibly be back this week.
Well, that was a weird one. I heard Shanahan, you know, of course it's a Shanahan, so you can't trust what he says.
Right.
But the comment was something about that he's apparently not close to playing this week, even though he was questionable all week, you know, essentially, and then they ruled him out. So who knows? It could be.
Right.
I mean, Mac Jones, they've been winning games with Mac Jones, so if Purdy's not 100% full go and Jones is playing, why rush it? You're winning games. You're, you know, still squarely in the playoff picture. Yeah. So,
but,
you know,
I can't keep losing. I'm down to 7-2 after 2 consecutive losses. Next up, we've got Colston Loveland, plus 22.7, 6 catches on 7 targets, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns, including an 80,
I don't remember
79,
how far it was. 89.
Yeah,
it was that last one where you.
Yeah. 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 And I'm sitting there going, the Bears are going to beat. Who were they playing?
The Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Cincy. Yeah. And, you know, because they were up by what? 10 or 14 or something. Like, and all of a sudden they were down by a point. I don't remember how it was, but then they scored the touchdown. And I'm sitting there going, you've got to be kidding me. And then there was enough time for them to come back And I think they only needed a field goal to win it, maybe.
I don't remember either. I didn't watch any of that game. I just saw the, you know, obviously the replays of the all the touchdowns. And I did see, like I said, we'll talk about Rome, but he missed that, you know, touchdown. You know, it was thrown a little behind him, but it was still a catchable ball. But, I mean, Loveland, you know, you get no Cole Kmet, and he's the, you know, the sole tight end there. And, you know, even without that huge catch and run for the touchdown, he would have had a very nice day anyways. So
he would have. Next up, we've got Drake London, plus 20.89, 9 catches on 14 targets, 118 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I mean, he did this, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Had the same, had a lot of yardage, and I think he only had two touchdowns in that game. Yeah, you know, but I mean, this is what I've been talking about, where you have a true stud alpha wide receiver. There's no reason that this should not, you know, especially for the Falcons. You know, you got London and Bijan.
Yeah.
You know, and then you mix in a little Kyle Pitts mm-hmm. there. You know, that's your offense. Pepper him with targets.
Yep.
There's no reason he shouldn't have, like I said, 14 targets. You know, that should be the baseline.
Yeah.
You know, treat him like Flacco does Jamar Chase
right.
most weeks. Yep. You know, and or I believe they ended up winning. Yeah. I believe they ended up winning that game, didn't they?
Who?
The Falcons against the Patriots?
No. Nope.
No? I thought they did.
I think the Pats won.
But anyways, sure
the
I mean,
Pats won.
Yeah, London is... He's such a good receiver, but Penix is so, you know, like I said, hot and cold, Jekyll and Hyde, whatever you want to call it, which has been a lot of teams this year as a whole. The Falcons are kind of the number one team to, you know, where they come out and look like, you know, they can make a deep run, you know, come out and they smack the Bills around, and then the next week they let Tua throw four touchdowns on them. And
sounds like another team that we talk about, the Packers.
That's true.
I mean, you beat Detroit, you beat Pittsburgh, you're winning the games that are tough games, tougher games, and then you tie against Dallas, who is pathetic.
Their defense is pathetic. Their offense is generally very good.
You lose to Cleveland, and you lose on a last second field goal. Next up, Joe Flacco, plus 18.8, 31 of 47 for 470 yards, 4 touchdowns. I think I got that wrong. Did he have one interception or two?
I think it was just the one.
Okay. I don't remember. I thought it was two. No. I think I might have put it down wrong. But, it just massive numbers.
I think this was, I heard that was his highest passing yards in a game, yardage in a game in his entire career. Yeah. And he's been in the league for 35 years.
Yeah.
So
37. Yeah. He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Team number 32, I think, for him.
Feels like it.
Next up, Caleb Williams, plus 18.29, 20 of 34 passing, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5 rushes, 53 yards.
You also forgot the, 2 catches for like
yards and a touchdown. That's right.
Yeah, 2 catches for, I mean, obviously not a lot of yardage, but and then a touchdown.
Yeah. I forgot that because he gave it to Adunze, who gave it to
essentially DJ Moore, like a version of the Philly special.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right. I forgot to put that on there. That's on me.
Yeah.
He's that guy. I mean, I put him on the waiver wire because he can have these weeks, but then he can have the weeks that he's like had this year where he looks lost.
Like I said, Jekyll and Hyde, hot and cold, whatever you want to call it, across the league.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's
been
doing this where it's 1 week you look amazing.
Except for CMC.
Next week you look horrible. True. You know, the next week you look horrible, and, you know, it's just... Yeah. It's a weird season so far this year.
Yeah, very weird.
So, I mean, Williams, obviously we've talked about it. He's got so many targets and quality target, you know, a good receiving core. And, you know, if Swift is back this week, you know, he's a good pass catching back as well. And obviously Monongai had the huge game as well. So,
Moving on to our duds, Jahmyr Gibbs. Boy, Love having him on my team. Minus 12.2, 9 rushes, 25 yards, 3 catches on 3 targets for 3 yards. I mean, they kept on feeding Montgomery.
They had been saying that they wanted to get Monty more involved, but, you know, I mean, that's what happens. In Minnesota, I think Minnesota came out and shocked, you know, kind of shocked them a little bit. You know, you're thinking J.J. McCarthy really in what, his second start in the league, you know, and he was bad for 3 quarters in the first one and then was, you know, really good in the fourth quarter of the first start. And you think you kind of maybe have a easier game and all of a sudden they come out and they kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a team that, you know, in Detroit that envisions themselves as being in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Not if you're going to lose to Minnesota.
I mean, Minnesota, like we've said, you know, I mean, their defense was crazy good to start the season because they had all the takeaways and you had the touchdown, you know, defensive touchdowns and, you know, kind of stumbled a little bit there because the offense was struggling. But
they looked horrible last week. Yeah. You know, I again, you're up and down. Next up, Roma Dunes. Adunze, minus 11.72, 0 catches on 3 targets, obviously 0 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 3 targets is, you know, obviously the 0 yards is obviously very concerning when, you know, when they put up 40-something points on the week. But it's the lack of targets that's that really makes you worried because, you know, he had been operating as their number one, you know, receiver and getting a lot of targets. And I mean, he still played, you know, he was like 95% of the snaps, you know, he was out there on the field. Yep. So, you know, whether that was a, you know, I mean, Cincinnati has one good corner. So whether he just played the best game he's played all season and truly shut him out, you know, I don't know. Like I said, Adunze, he did miss, you know, he was not able to haul in his end zone target, you know, that wouldn't, you know, probably would have kept him off our duds list, but you know, would still be a bad game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that one, when we talked about, you know, Williams, he can flip flop and be good and bad, and, you know, but.
But you think when he's going to be good, 3 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 280 yards, 34 targets, 3 of those went to his. And I don't want to call him the 1A. Yeah, he's more of, I mean, he and DJ Moore are pretty much
the same.
And which you know, if you don't have a number one wide receiver, I mean, look at Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Who is the number one wide receiver?
I mean, right now with the injuries and everything, it's going to be Watson. Dobbs. Well, I think it's Watson. Mm-hmm. But
I think Dobbs sees more targets than Watson will. Watson's going to catch the 53-yarder. Mm-hmm. And possibly, you know, because the guy runs past people like that. But next up, we've got Jonathan Taylor, minus 11.71, 14 rushes, 45 yards, 2 catches on 2 targets, 12 yards. I mean, they got behind early.
Yeah, well, they struggled because Daniel Jones had his worst game of the season with, was it three picks and a he fumbled 3 times, but I think they only lost 1 of them.
Okay.
You know, so potentially could have been, you know, 6 turnovers right there. You know, so you give him good field, you know,
position.
Position, yes, my bad. I was going to say advantage, but that's not right. Field position, you know, a short field to work with, and, you know, they, you know, like I said, the Steelers. And the Steelers' defense, again, is one of these squads that 1 week looks very good, what you would expect the Steelers' defense to look like. Right. But most of the time, they've been a bad defense that can't hardly stop anybody. You know, that's the offense that's been, you know, winning them games, and, mm-hmm. you know, which you didn't expect, you know, this season from Pittsburgh. But, you know,
I did. It's just Aaron Rodgers.
Not this version, but, you know, so, I mean, that one, yeah, throw that out for JT. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, he does great against me. Then the next week, he stinks. Next up, Patrick Mahomes, another one of my players, minus 11.06, 15 of 34 passing, 250 yards in interception, 1 rush, 5 yards. The 1 rush, 5 yards really baffles me.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo, they're, what, Josh Allen's, what, 5-1 in the regular season against them? But then they're like, you know, the Chiefs are like 4-0 or 5-0 or something against them in the postseason. Right. So, you know, it's like, what does it really matter?
Yeah,
you know, well, obviously the postseason, but...
It matters that right now, Kansas City is not even in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess they
have. They are 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, they... It's like they were talking about. Kansas City is always, almost always, the team with the home field advantage all the way through the playoffs.
Yep.
That's probably not going to happen this year. More than likely.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, they needed to win that game. Mm-hmm. They really did.
Yeah. So. And he had been, you know, Mahomes
and neither, really good. Neither of those teams are leading their division.
Yeah, that's true.
Buffalo's not either.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, I mean, Mahomes, like we said, yeah, you know, he's been actually very good for fantasy far this year.
And
yeah, you get a big dub like this, it, you know, especially when you're not expecting it because you figured that was going to be a classic KC Buffalo,
right?
You know, like 80 combined points and you know, a passing yardage over 600, you know, you figured it'd be this huge explosion like it usually is, and it really wasn't for the Chiefs, you know. I mean, Rashee Rice, the only reason he had a good game is because he had the rushing touchdown,
right?
You know, so yep.
Jordan Love, our fifth dud, -10.97, 26 of 37 passes, 273 yards, one interception, one rush, 1 yard. He couldn't make the throws that he needed to make. Yep. He made some nice ones, but then you're forcing throws into people, and there were a couple that were off target, and a couple times he missed a receiver. I mean, that was open, and he went the other way. He had come off of him too quickly, which, I mean, that happens. I mean, he only had 11 incompletions, 10 if you count the one that he threw to the other team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not worrisome. What's worrisome is the fact that they can't score points.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no passing touchdowns.
Yeah, it was, I mean, Golden, you know, he's been mostly down, had the bigger week, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago where they got him involved early? You know, and we're using him all over the field. Didn't really see a whole lot of that to start the game. You know, I mean, obviously, in, you know, our defense disappeared because Rico Dowdle, you know, apparently is the, you know, one of the top three running backs in the NFL.
And it's funny, you know, because last year, the year before, that was, well, maybe not so much last year, that was our MO. I mean, we were horrible against opposing running backs.
Yeah.
And for the first half of the year this year, it looked like we were going to be, we had changed most of that. And it was, it was horrible. I
mean, Micah had zero pressures, first time in his career he's ever had zero
pressures. I sat there and I watched some stuff, and I mean, there were some blatant holds missed.
People get away with a lot of stuff on Micah Parsons.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, you got to call stuff. The same thing with last night's game. I was watching, and a guy got hauled to the ground and no call. And the back judge was looking at the quarterback, but so he didn't see it. But you could see in the background that people could have been looking right there, and he just took him and brought him down to the ground.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you get lucky and get away with them.
Yeah,
but I mean, for Green Bay, you know, we were kind of talking before, you know, with LaFleur, we both agree he's got. I think they need to find somebody else to play call.
Yeah, and I've been saying that for two years now. I am just so against his,
you know, there's some clips from, you know, some, you know, kind of like us to, you know, a couple guys from Wisconsin talking football, you know, they're Packers football. That's their thing. And the guy goes, you know, the problem with LaFleur is he's not afraid. There's no fear that he's going to lose his job. So he gets, you know, complacent.
Yeah.
Wins enough games, and they're like, what he's going to do is, you know, he'll have a horrible coaching game like this, and they'll lose a game that they had no business even being close to losing, and he'll take some of the responsibility. Oh, I got to be better. We got to be better as a team.
Then be better.
But the problem is that nothing happens.
Right.
You know, be like better. I said, he's coaching and playing calls the way he is because there's no fear for him that he's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
So.
And as an owner, I'm going to make it known that I think he needs to be fired.
All right.
I mean, I have that right, don't I? As an owner,
and the thousand other
hundreds of thousands. Yeah. Yeah, we have a big group of owners. So, yeah. Moving on to our waiver wire, I'm guessing that Joe Flacco may or may not be on a team.
He probably is with some of the buys recently, and then some of the injuries to the quarterbacks. If he hasn't been picked up already, the Daniels manager, or this, if somebody was starting Stroud, I don't know why, you would, unless it was a streaming week.
I'm starting him in our dynasty.
I've got him in my other dynasty league, and that's who I would have beat Nick, but I left Flacco on the bench because I was like, well, with the shoulder, I can't. The worst thing I want him to do is go out there and get hit on the first play
and be out.
And get nothing.
And instead, how many plays in,
LaFleur, and I was coaching like I was scared.
So. And instead, CJ gets hurt.
Yeah.
So, next up, Caleb Williams. I don't trust Caleb Williams. I had picked him up so that I could start him in place of, because Lamar got hurt.
Yep.
And about 2-3 weeks in, he was gone, mm-hmm. and Flacco was on my team.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I mean, Lamar had a great game on Thursday really night, but he only scored like 35 points, and I could have thrown 50-something, whatever we said Flacco would have had, to make it even worse. That's mm-hmm. it. But are you going to start Flacco, who's potentially injured, over
Lamar? No.
Lamar playing against Miami?
Yeah, you never would.
Right.
So,
next up, Torrey Horton.
Yeah, this one, I before the season started, I actually had traded with Honcho in our dynasty league. I sent him a fourth rounder for Torrey Horton and Chimere Dike.
Okay.
And he was like, "You want to throw me a fourth back and just see what happens?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. You know, it's a fourth round pick. The chances of me hitting are almost zero."
Right.
So,
especially since we went to four rounds.
Yeah.
Next, so, this year?
I think it's this.
This coming year. Yeah.
So we can trade him this year. So,
right.
But yeah, so I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? See what happens. Cause, you could see the path for Horton, no DK, Cooper Kupp. That was kind of the one where it was like, if he's still got a little juice, could be a problem, but Horton's out there on the field all the time. I mean, the only problem is he can disappear.
Yeah.
But then he can have good games as well. I like Horton for dynasties. I think next year, not so much now because they brought in Shahid.
Right.
Yeah, Shahid. Yeah,
that makes me a little bit nervous. And I put this together before Shahid was traded to them. So it's going to be interesting to see if there are enough mouths to feed.
If you've got a solid, in like a redraft, you got a solid starter, a couple starters at receiver, and you just want to see what happens. I would add them, because you never know. I mean, they do a lot of, they do a lot of three receivers on the field. They don't know. I was actually hoping that one of the notifications I was going to get today was going to be that Kenneth Walker got traded.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Breece Hall, going to wherever.
I'm surprised that Breece Hall wasn't traded after
the fire sale
Sauce and Quinnen Williams got traded. It just surprised me that didn't happen.
Yeah, so that was a name that I thought, nobody was talking about it. None of the, like your Glazers and all those guys, Rappaport and everything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Glazers, don't
you? Yeah, the Quick Trip. Yeah, the KT Glazers.
Yeah.
That was a name to me that I was like. I could see it happening because it seems like for whatever reason, that coaching staff
they like just Chardonnay.
Hates Kenneth Walker and likes Charbonnet, even though statistically Charbonnet has been the most inefficient runner on the year of everybody that's touched the ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been horrible on a per-touch basis.
Gotcha.
But he scores a touchdown every other week, so his numbers look fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's tough when Darnold, is playing the way that he did, where he's, like I said, damn near perfect.
Yeah, and you don't need anybody running the ball if you're hitting the guys that he was hitting.
At that point, are you going to put in Ken Walker, who could rip off an 80-yard touchdown at any point, or are you going to put in the guy that you know is going to for sure get you 2-3 yards every carry? Because Walker does a lot of he'll lose three yards,
but
then he'll gain 15, and so it's. I just don't think Walker fits their scheme anymore, and it would have been nice to see him go somewhere, that would use him as a primary back.
I will say it would have been interesting to see Breece Hall go to KC.
Oh, God, that would have been, Well, the Jets wanted at least a third for him, which, and with Breece is, you have to give up the third, and then you got to write up a contract for him, too. So,
because this is the last year.
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you. DeMario Douglas, and I think this is more predicated on whether or not Kayshon Boutte is out for an extension.
Yeah.
He had a big game after Kayshon went out.
Yeah, I mean, Diggs caught a touchdown as well. You know, I mean, there's another team that, there's a lot of guys there that he spreads the ball around to. I mean, it's been a couple weeks since it's been a Hunter Henry week, but one of those can pop off where Henry's 90 and, 90 yards for and two touchdowns.
Right.
And, and then next week, like this week, it'll be Diggs or Douglas, So it is tough to
agree. It's
pick
like
a guy.
It's like picking a Packer wide receiver. Which one are you going to go with?
Like
now without Tucker Kraft.
Like a Bills receiver.
Yeah.
Like, which one do you want to pick to get you 6 points?
Well, I would always go Shakir over a Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Mainly because, Coleman yesterday disappeared. Mm-hmm. So, or 2 days ago.
Yep.
Last one I've got is Chris Rodriguez. Although, Bill hasn't been doing it.
No. I mean,
that well.
I think the thing with Bill was, I think it was like week one, he was a top 15 running back on the week. So everybody's like,
Bill, here
we go. Another seventh rounder, like a Pacheco, oh, we found it. He's going to be great. And then, had one other big week and has basically almost disappeared.
Yeah.
And you lose Jaden Daniels potentially for the season.
Yeah.
They said it's not necessarily season ending, but that's a Washington team that needed to win a lot of games in the next couple weeks to make it to the postseason.
Yep.
And, Mariota's been fine when he's been in there, but he also lose McLaurin potentially for a couple weeks again because with the quad. Debo's still been dealing with the heel injury. Zach Ertz is 90 years old, and they don't have a true, they've got a three back committee essentially there.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but
So I don't know if you had anyone else that you wanted to add.
Not that I could, there was a name, but it's escaped me and I cannot remember.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. I'm Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.